On this night, some 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus celebrated the final Passover with his beloved disciples. I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, is what Jesus told the 12. Jesus had been looking forward to this moment for quite some time, to celebrating this great Jewish holiday with his brothers, much like you and I might look forward to celebrating a wedding banquet or a birthday celebration. Jesus had disciples Peter and John go forward into the city to make preparations for this blessed meal. They would all join together as a family of sorts to remember the history of their ancestors. And what they would remember on that night was the gracious hand of God acting in the lives of his chosen people. Almighty God had seen his children fall into the hands of the Egyptians, becoming their slaves. And so God sent his servant Moses to the Pharaoh to set his people free. Pharaoh refused. Even after 9 of the most devastating plagues known to man had struck the king's land, Pharaoh refused. His hardened will was finally broken by the 10th and final plague, the death of the firstborn. God came and struck dead any of the firstborn among mankind and their livestock. This was too much for the king of the Egyptians, too much for Pharaoh. He had been beaten. Only those in homes marked by the blood of the sacrificed lamb were spared God's killing hand. Because God had passed over the homes marked by the blood, his people were spared, and Pharaoh then set them free. This dramatic event, known from then on as Passover, was remembered and celebrated by the Hebrew people every year after that first time. It marked the act of God that demonstrated to his people that they were now his own. By the shedding of the lamb's blood, God had established a covenant with Israel. They would be his people, and he would be their God. And while the Passover was indeed crucial, important in the lives of the Hebrew people, it was not to be the final act of God for their salvation. While the Hebrew people were delivered out of the hands of Pharaoh, they still remained in the hand of their sins. And what God had promised long ago in the Garden of Eden wasn't deliverance from earthly rulers, but rather freedom from the curse of their sin. And so the Passover event foreshadows the work of salvation that is still to come. All of God's people were to remember this Passover celebration and use it to look forward to the coming Savior, to his anointed one. So gather together in that upper room on that night long ago. Jesus and his disciples celebrated this glorious event. Only this time, the disciples were celebrating the Passover feast with the long-promised Passover lamb. John the Baptizer called Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. On that night, long ago, the Passover would come to an end. Jesus' sacrificial death upon the cross on the following day would be that event that Peter and John and all of the other disciples were looking for, were waiting for all their lives. The shedding of the blood of this holy Lamb of God would be the final Passover sacrifice. Christ's death on the cross would be the ultimate and final payment for the sins of all people. more than earthly freedom, was gained on the day of Jesus' death. Eternal life and salvation for all mankind was indeed won. And knowing that he himself would be the final Passover sacrifice, Jesus then instituted a new feast to be remembered and celebrated. He started a new supper that should be enjoyed by all those in true fellowship with him. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." With the celebration of this Passover on that Thursday night in the upper room, the old covenant had come to an end. With the institution of Christ's Blessed Supper, the new covenant had begun. The sacrifice required for that new covenant would indeed take place on the following day, with Jesus himself being the lamb of that sacrifice, where he would lay down his life for his sheep, for his people. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." This prophecy was fulfilled on that first Maundy Thursday. The new covenant, promised long ago, had begun then in Christ. God's law within us, it is now, as he has written it upon our hearts. He is our God and we are his people, as he promised long ago. And indeed, he has forgiven our iniquity and remembers our sin no more. And all this is true because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. Because of Christ, we are now God's covenant people. And the meal marking that covenant, the new covenant, is indeed Christ's supper. And so as you come forward this evening to receive the supper of our Lord, remember that you are now in the new covenant of God. He has granted you membership in this covenant through baptism, as he does in absolution, and also now in the sacraments of the altar. For Christ Jesus gives you of himself, the Passover lamb sacrificed once for all, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin, the author of Hebrews writes. And so this Passover celebration is no longer needed. What it foreshadowed has already come, and it foreshadowed Jesus Christ. And he has instituted a new feast, a new supper, a supper that we are to receive often for the forgiveness of our sins. For in it we do receive Christ himself. For in his supper, Jesus feeds us so that our faith in him remains alive and well. "Do this in remembrance of me," Jesus says. Indeed, do this. Come to the Lord's table often as you can, as often as it is offered. Receive Christ often, for Christ is the Passover lamb, sacrificed for you, given to you in his supper, keeping you in his covenant until life everlasting. Amen. Now the peace of God that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in him until life everlasting. Amen.